News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Taoiseach Simon Harris has distanced his party from a jibe, as it's perceived, against teachers by Michael O'Leary when he spoke at a campaign event in support of Fine Gael's Peter Burke. And we spoke to Michael O'Leary on News Talk Breakfast about half an hour ago about his suggestion that we need less teachers in the Dáil. And this is what he had to say.
I presented, I think, what is a serious issue, and that is the need for more diversity in the Dáil in a jocular way. But I would stand over the remarks. I think the more teachers we have in the classrooms of Ireland, the better. And the fewer teachers we have in the Dáil or in politics, in ministerial office, the better.
And Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland and former teacher of physics and science, joins us. Michael, your reaction to what Michael O'Leary has had to say?
Well, obviously, teachers have found it offensive and were disappointed with the reaction in the room. I mean, that's very clear from everything that's been shown up, Ciara, at the moment on all the media. I do agree with him there. We do need more teachers in the classroom. We have a problem with teachers. We have a problem with in terms of recruitment and retention of them, that we have the largest class size in Europe. The workload is too heavy. And other jurisdictions have realised how good our Irish teachers are. And that's why we've got this rush to foreign lands. The other problem is we have transferable skills. And a lot of, I can give you a chapter and verse about STEM teachers, home economics teachers, modern foreign language teachers, being attracted and being headhunted into companies that are here, foreign direct investment, which obviously is benefiting the whole country, but is causing us problems in the classroom.
Here's, I suppose, the question, though. Does he have a point? Okay, bear with me, in that teachers make up about 12% of TDs in the Dáil currently, but over the last 20 years at various times they've made up 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 as well. So they have been very overrepresented, as it were, within the Dáil. Is there an issue, what he was sort of saying on News Talk Breakfast this morning was, in terms of diversity, that you need people from all different backgrounds in the Dáil?
Well, we live in a democracy, and the people of Ireland, when they are presented on the ballot paper with these people, are deciding that the teachers that are putting themselves forward are the best candidates. That's why they're in the Dáil. They're in the Dáil because we have proportional representation, and people are voting with them. They have confidence that they can do the job. And I think we just have to look at the history of the people in the Dáil who were teachers and the jobs they've done. I don't need to defend that.
I actually made that point earlier, if they're being elected... That's the will of the people.
So, the will of the people. And the people must have confidence in their ability to do the job. Group intelligence is a fantastic thing. So they believe they can do the job, and they are being proven right if they're being re-elected.
Michael, is it a bigger issue for you that he made these remarks or that the people in the room laughed?
I think the fact that the people laughed is very disappointing, extremely disappointing. But it is very offensive that someone at Michael's stature would, show a lack of confidence in teachers, particularly because of the problem we have with education in Ireland and a more
extreme problem with education. Just to put a bit of balance on it, he did say teachers do a fine job. I love teachers. He did actually say that and then went on to say that there was too many of them in the Dáil. But he did suggest that teachers do a good job in the classroom.
I think the fact that he said they don't get the job done is what's really offensive. Teachers get the job done every day in extremely difficult situations, looking at a very diverse student body, very dedicated to their job. I think that's the problem, that they don't get the job done. They get the job done every day.
And is there, just lastly, is there anything to be said for the fact that it was jocular? It was a joke, more or less. He was making a lighthearted throwaway comment. What he was actually trying to do was endorse Peter Burke, who comes from a business background, and that is what he was trying to do, and that it was just a bit of lighthearted banter, and that perhaps this is all being overblown and everyone's being a little bit too sensitive about it.
Well, I don't think anybody's being oversensitive about it. We're reacting to what was said. It's been interpreted in whatever way it was said. I'm afraid, unfortunately, and it has upset teachers.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Michael. Appreciate it this morning. That is Michael Gillespie, their General Secretary of the TUI.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.